Nick Mezen here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 2-0 victory over Newtown. Andy, back top of the league tonight. A bit of squad rotation tonight, but it was George Aran, one of the regulars, who got us off to a great start.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, it's come from a set play, but Nick, we've had a fantastic chance before that. You know, the keeper's out of it. It's a yard out, and we just couldn't sort our feet out, you know. And we come in at half-time, and it's 1-0. But, you know, to be fair, it's a 1-0 battering. I don't think they've got into our box in the first half. I don't think they've got within 20 yards of our goal. John's not touched the ball in any capacity, in any sort of danger. So, you know, obviously they've gone in and they're like, wow, we're very fortunate not to be 2 or 3 nil down here. And then as the game goes on, you know, there begins a level of nervousness within the game. And, you know, so the second goal obviously puts it to bed. If we could get that goal earlier, it would be great. But I just thought the players managed it terrifically tonight, you know, and they're always difficult and they're getting more and more difficult. You know, the pitch makes it difficult for both teams to play. You know, we're very well aware of that, but the stuff that goes on there tonight leaves a bitter taste in my mouth, you know. Listen, everyone knows I was a centre-half and everyone knows how I see the game, and I ask my players, and I'm so fortunate that I have men who stand up and they stand up and be men. And when you come to key games, when I came to the playoff final against Airbus, I had to rely on my men, my warriors, to get me through. Because if during the period that I've built my team, if I'm seeing people feigning injuries continually and trying to get other people booked and blatantly cheating, then that's going to reflect on me as a manager. And my players reflect who I am. I think you saw Danny Holmes at the end. You know, Bamford's an honest lad and he's one who does stand up, but he's caught Danny with an elbow. Now Danny goes down screaming and squealing, then there's a chance that the lad could be sent off. But I don't want my players to roll around and cheat. I want them to reflect who I am as a person. And Danny stood up and I said, Danny, stay stood, because that's who we are. And that's why we've won the game 2-0. You know, and I can't speak highly enough about their men, because as I say, my warriors, my lads who stand up and be counted, reflect who the manager is.
Some great technique from Michael Bakari on the second goal as well, an absolute thunderbolt from the edge of the box with a great volley.
Yeah, we're looking at it in during the second half, and are we going to change it round? You know, because there was periods in the game where he wasn't really affecting the game, but, you know, the opinion is that he will get us a goal. He will make something happen. He has got that little bit of magic, you know, and I know Michael, and I know that he'll want to have the perfect performance and want more from himself and push himself a bit more. So, you know, the goal really picks him up and gives him that impetus to go again. Because, you know, there's you can't be at the top of your game all the time. You can't be dribbling past four or five people and doing what he did in two or three games. There's other games where you just have to get the basics perfectly. What is your job description as a wide man? You know, those things you have to master and do them right. And then the other things are a bonus for me, really. So the goal is a bonus. But the basics, you know, we've just got to keep working on all the time and improving.
And it doesn't get any bigger than next week now with Ross County in the Iron Brew Cup final. Tonight, great to see the likes of Declan Poole and Ryan Wignall back in the squad as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it just freshens everything up. It gives us a different, you know, they have different qualities to what we've had in the past. You know, Wiggy comes in and he's able to stretch us a little bit more down the right-hand side. He's got great pace. He's very strong, you know, and he allows people to get up the pitch because he's, you know, he's been coached from a young level, so he knows how to look after the ball. So it's just great to have them back and be able to pick from them, and that gives you a different choice when you look at your bench, you know, rather than maybe something that's similar to what you've got. If you can affect it in a different way, then, you know, it freshens it up. And I thought Wiggy did great for an hour, considering he's been out for 2 months. You know, he gives us that little bit of flair. Yes, he's temperamental, we know that, but that's the DNA really of his game. You know, that's how he plays. He plays on the edge and he needs to be highly strong and be at it, you know. And I was really pleased with him for the hour. I was really pleased with Andy Owens throughout the game. You know, some of the, again, I talked about the basics earlier on, you know, those things we need to master, but his energy and his work rate and his honesty was fantastic again tonight, and that's so important with where we play. You know, I need my nine to be strong and I need him to bring other people into play.
And Monday you head up to Scotland for official media duties with the Iron Brew Cup final, and then you're going on to hopefully watch Ross County on Tuesday night,
yeah. Yeah, I think that would probably all but cement them as a Premier League team, you know, all but in name. I think they're 11 points clear, and that would put them really in a formidable position. So we're going up to face, for me, a Premiership outfit. And that's a reward for the hard work we've done this season. That's reward for where we've come from. And the Falkirk, the Corrine, the Queen's Park, the Edinburgh. You know, this is the reward that the boys and the work and the due diligence we did on every team that we played against to get to this position. This is our reward now. So we're going to go up there and, you know, we've watched them many times this week on videos and we'll have a close hand look and then we'll come up with a game plan. We'll try and find a way of stifling their number of dangers and qualities and then look at maybe, you know, how can we affect them as well in possession of the ball. It's going to be a tough one, but, you know, as I've said, you know, my head says that we've got a massive ask ahead of us, but my heart, same as my team, you know, say bring it on. And that's the way we are. We'll never back down. And as long as my players stand up and stay on their feet and act like men, it doesn't bother me about the result. Never has done, Nick. It's about them reflecting who I am as a manager.